Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLBPlus.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good afternoon. Welcome in. Royals win on a Sunday. Oh, thank the heavens, too. The work week will start in style for all those fans that work alongside St. Louis people, Cardinals fans. Make sure you walk in tomorrow with your chest sticking out. I know they took two of three, but what have you done for me lately? Royals win. They avoid the sweep, and they double up St. Louis. 2-1, the final score. Phone lines are open for you. Let's hear from you, Kansas City. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. And listen, I'll start off with an admission. I know there are plenty of you that think I'm all hoity-toity, full of myself, think I know everything. Boy, I couldn't have been more wrong about this game. Not the fact that the Royals won, but how they won the game. No, I'm not surprised that they won because of pitching. That's why they sit now four games above 500. The pitching, once again, outstanding. But no, I came into the game today fearful of a sweep at home. The first three-game sweep at Kauffman Stadium this season. Thankfully, we did not witness that out here on the diamond. But yeah, I was concerned. Anxious for the game. And whenever I'm feeling that way, I look towards the big money guys. I look towards the superstars. Who is John Sherman paying a boatload of money to? Well, that's the guy I'm looking at to step up today. So, walking into the ballpark, man, today, in my opinion, was about Bobby and Salvi. He was going to come down to Michael Wacha and Carlos Estevez, the big money guys on this team. They were going to decide who won and who lost. Now, Carlos Estevez did his part. Carlos Estevez did everything you could have asked of him today, picks up his 13th save of the season. There are only three pitchers in the sport with more saves than Carlos. Michael Wacha did his part. To a certain extent, five innings of one-run baseball, I'll take it, but he wasn't the superstar. He wasn't the big-money guy. Salvi with a pair of hits, his first multi-hit game in 10 days. A nice contribution, played some solid first base, and as Matt Quatrero joked earlier, also served as an assistant athletic trainer for the team. But it's not as if Salvi's driving in any runs, scoring any runs. He wasn't the big money guy you wanted him to be. I expected him to be. And of course, Bobby takes an over and does not come through in a huge spot in the fourth inning. So, boy, Royals win, and they win because of a whole bunch of unsung heroes. Again, Wacha, Salvi, Bobby's glove. And, of course, Carlos in the ninth. They all contributed, no doubt. But the unsung heroes, Tyrone Blanco and Hunter Renfroe, Drew Waters, Daniel Lynch, those are the guys that are allowing that postgame celebration to happen inside the Royals clubhouse. Let's talk about it. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. We're going to start off with Calvin in Independence. Calvin, you're hitting leadoff on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Go ahead.
How about a ball game like that?
Very nice. Very nice.
Very nice, wasn't it? That pitching. But we got it. I'm going to tell you something. I think Hunter's fixing to come out of that little slump that he's got in. You notice he's had some hits.
He's had a hit in four straight starts, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, he's always been a late blossomer. So, you know, maybe get him to hitting, and maybe San Francisco might give us that little Mikey out there in San Francisco. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, sure would.
Yeah,
sure would.
Have a nice day, Vern. I enjoy it listening to you, buddy.
Well, I appreciate it, brother. Yeah, you do the same. Thank you very much for the phone call. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Johnny, who was one of the 25,000 in the building watching the Royals double up the Redbirds 2-1. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, Vern. It's always good to talk to you. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
So last night I was at the game, and I was here tonight, and it's nice to see a full ballpark. It always is. And it's always good to get a win against the Cardinals. But I will say, I was listening to the post game last night, and I was sitting on my hands, because I do feel like I call in a little more than some. But, and you're always great to take my call. But what I wanted to say last night, and what was kind of shown tonight, is sometimes you just need to play some sandlot ball. And I don't know exactly which at-bat needs to be the one to step up, because from everybody talks about this player trade and who should move up and who should come in between the trade deadline. I'll be honest. I'm confident and I'm comfortable with who we have. They've held their own defensively. Pitching, we don't even have to talk about. We're very confident. But I think between the bunts, the on bag play, it's going to be a light switch. And when it flips, it's going to flip. And today was, sometimes you win by one or two, sometimes you win by more. But I think it's going to just be a timing thing for the offensive side. And I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. I like bunts. I like backyard ball, a little bit of sandlot ball, if you will. Again, thank you for taking my call. And it's always good to chat with you.
Yeah, right back at you. Always nice to hear from you. I know there are a lot of people clamoring for small ball. Well, what it is everyone's clamoring for offense, and by any means necessary, because you find yourself in a lot of close games because you have an outstanding pitching staff. And Royals had lost four in a row. They had lost their last three games, their last three one-run games. Which is very un-Kansas City Royal-like, right? When you have a base-running threat always available on the bench. When you have the best rotation in the American League and speed up and down your lineup. One-run games need to be going to the boys in blue, when they did today. Because of the speed of Drew Waters, the speed of Dairon Blanco, how about the hustle of Hunter Renfro? Now, to go back to Calvin's call, great burst out of the box from Renfro on that leadoff double in the fourth. A great hustle from Hunter Renfro as he tagged up going to third on Michael Massey's line drive to right center field. Now, Hunter Renfro's caught a considerable amount of crap, and for good reason. So on a day like this, I'll shine a light on what the right fielder was able to do for the boys in blue as he scored the first run, the game-tying run, and then in the seventh, coming in off the bench, and can we give a nod to Matt Quatrero and the buttons he pushed today, putting Drew Waters in there to lead off the seventh, going to Daniel Lynch in the sixth, going to Lucas Erceg midway through the seventh. Now, the players got the job done. They executed. They took advantage of the opportunity, but for as often as Q is brought up on this show in a negative light, let's acknowledge that the buttons hit today, boy, they all worked. Now, as far as the offense is concerned, you know, on a weekend when the 2015 team is in town, the 2015 team that was littered with all-stars. I mean, everyone in that starting nine at some point in their career made an all-star team. So I'm not going to act like that group of champions was just a ragtag bunch. No, they were, and quite a few of them made multiple all-star games. Salvi's going to the Hall of Fame, so it was a better team than some people want to give it credit for, just talent-wise. But there wasn't anybody the caliber of Bobby Witt Jr. No. Watching that team in 2014, 2015, it wasn't something where you're like, man, we just need one bat. Just get us one bat. No, you needed the collective effort. Laying down the bunt. Advancing the runner. Well, things that this team, if we're being honest, has struggled with so far this season. Getting that run in from third base with two outs. Getting that man in who's in scoring position with less than two outs. Royals haven't been good in that situation so far this season. They weren't great today, but it was enough. It was enough because of outstanding defense from most notably Michael Garcia at the hot corner. Boy, was he special today. Great defense, outstanding pitching, not just from the rotation, but also the bullpen. As Schreiber, Lynch, Urseg, and Estevez combined to throw four innings of four-hit relief. And then two-out execution. Again, two-out knock from Dairon Blanco in the fourth inning ties it up as he gets ahead 2-1 in the count, and he fights off a cutter running in from the lefty Libitor, fights it off into right field just inside that foul line. Renfro comes in to score, and the Royals knot this thing up at one apiece, and it turns into a battle of bullpens, and the Royals come out victorious. 913-586-7965. My game notes following this, the 26th win of the season. My game notes are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know when called Jay's Southland Tow. Yeah, the Royals 26-22 on the season. Still fourth place in the American League Central, but the sixth best record overall in the American League. It's a gauntlet, ladies and gentlemen. This American League Central is going to make for a very anxiety-ridden, but endlessly entertaining summer. Oh, it's going to be so much fun. You get three games in Minnesota coming up starting on Friday. Detroit comes to Kansas City next week. Let's go to Cole in Lenexa. Cole was one of the 25,000 in the building today. Cole, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
What's up, Vern?
What's going on, buddy?
Yo, I went to the game today with my sister and my brother-in-law. Shout out to Cassidy and Trey. But, man, beautiful weather. This team, I love seeing Michael Garcia on the hot corner. That looks so good today. Walker really settled in after that first inning. He gave up that one run. Outside of that, he was pretty much lights out. Man, this team... I love that swing that Vinny had that over the second baseman today. But, man, you and I talked before the game, and I was talking about those two-out hits. And Dairon Blanco coming in and getting that two-out hit had me so amped up, man. So that was, like, the biggest thing I wanted to call out. The Royals are good on the base paths. They just got to stay away from those risky double plays like last night. Other than that, thanks for my call. Vern, have a good one.
Yeah, nice talking to you before the game, man. Great fan right there, Cole. Diehard Royals fan. Yeah, if you guys are coming out to Kauffman Stadium when the boys return, don't forget, swing by the booth. Say hi. Let me thank you for listening. The booth is on the main concourse right across from the Diamond Club. Yeah, you bring up Michael Garcia. He is today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. He reaches base twice, hits that game-winning RBI single in the seventh. He walked in the fourth and again made one, two, three all-star plays over there at third base. And for being named the player of the game, Michael will receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. It's got shrimp cocktail, a filet mignon, a twice-baked potato, asparagus spears, and of course, for dessert, that delicious gourmet turtle cheesecake, which I don't think it lasted more than 24 hours when it made its way into the Vernier household. Either way, it'll all be delivered to Michael's household from Guaranteed Foods. So congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Michael Garcia, who is now hitting .297 this season with runners in scoring position. Patrick was in the building as well. Patrick saw the Royals take the finale from the Cards, and Patrick's on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, Josh, love your show.
Thanks, man.
I was out here with about 40 family members and friends for my buddy, my brother-in-law's 40th birthday.
Awesome.
And it was a beautiful day. I'd like to thank them for the tickets. But that aside, the caller, two callers ago, who was content with this batting order, he sounds like a nice guy, but he's wrong. And we got to do something, Vern. The offense, for whatever reason, you glaze over it, and it doesn't get talked about. We need to have more hits and runs. Every game that we have like this is a bonus. We got to make a move. And I don't even know if we're going to make the playoffs unless we do.
Well, fortunately, there are 114 games to go, more than 2 months until the trade deadline, and only one team in the American League with more wins than the Royals. Calm down. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Lee, who was in the building. Lee, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hi there, Vern. Hey, I just had a quick question for you about the lack of retribution against Contreras, especially given the fact that India didn't play today. Did you think that was a matter of just timing? And by that, I mean the situation never really arose where it made sense for one of our pitchers to do that? Or do you think it's the way that Quintero runs his team and it's just not how he wants to operate? I appreciate the opportunity to speak.
Yeah, I would say a little bit of both, to be quite honest with you, right? I mean, both games were one-run games. I didn't see a situation. I mean, every time Contreras came to the dish, there was already a man on base. And in a one-run game, man, you're playing with fire if you do something there. But also, you know, Matt Quintero's a very pragmatic guy. You know, if he thought fighting another team was going to help them win, he would instruct them to fight every single day. I can almost promise you that would be his answer. But also, Salvi's the captain, and Salvi's a peacemaker. He's intense, right? I mean, you do not want to get in Salvi's way if you're standing between him and a victory. Salvi's as competitive, as hardworking of a big leaguer as you're ever going to come across. But he's not trying to fight, I don't believe, especially a guy like Wilson Contreras, who I know looks up to Salvi. Salvi's like an idol to him. Yeah, and Salvi's a captain. You take your cues from the captain, and the captain led the way with a pair of knocks today, the only Royal with multiple hits. Let's head inside that Royals clubhouse right now, that victorious Royals clubhouse, and the gentleman that walked away with the win, his first W of the season. It's Lucas Urseg, kind enough to join us from inside that clubhouse. Lucas, your first win, but also your second straight five-out appearance. How does the body feel? How does the arm feel after a five-out appearance like the one we saw today and just a few days ago?
Yeah, no, body feels great. I'm in a good spot, healthy, which is, priority number one, obviously. But, I think going out there and having to have the opportunity to get multiple outs and you know, kind of two ups or whatever you want to call it, it's big, you know what I mean? So, if I can do that to help the team win, that, you know, that's my job, then I'm all for it.
Lucas, can you speak to both me and to the fan base, right? We just had a caller that was bringing up Jonathan India and the dirty slide from yesterday's game. What is the reaction of the clubhouse? What is the frustration? Because, you know, on the outside, we all want blood. And I know you, it got away from you today, and you plunked Herrera with 97. But what's the clubhouse feel? What would your message to fans be about, you know, our thirst for retribution?
No, I don't think there's any need for retribution. I think that's just part of baseball. You know, Wilson Contreras, he plays the game hard every single day. You got to respect him for that. You know, it was just one of those things where, fortunately, Johnny got little bit more injured than we all had hoped. So, you know, moving forward, we're not going to let it affect us. Like I said, it's part of baseball. We're just going to keep playing hard and you know, hope Johnny isn't hurt and get him back out on the field.
What's your takeaway from the weekend with the crowds turning out, almost 90,000 people, and also the 1985 team, the 2015 team? What's going to be your takeaway? What's your memory of this weekend?
I mean, incredible weekend from, you know, fans' perspective, just being able to see the 1985 and 2015 teams come back and kind of share that moment again. You know, I was watching, you know, on the TV in person in the dugout, just how much the fans care about that type of stuff, right? And it kind of fuels me personally. I know it fuels the rest of the team to kind of keep going. And you know, we got a little bit of a taste of the playoffs, and it ended up being short. But, you know, I think we're all working towards, you know, having another playoff spot and taking advantage of the opportunities that are given to us this year. So,
Lucas, final thing for you. Does someone of your stature, does the pitching staff feel more responsibility when a Seth Lugo and a Cole Reagans go on the IL, or is it next man up?
Yeah, no, it's next man up. I think we have a nice vibe in the clubhouse, man. We're all kind of laid back. We all want to help each other, you know, find success and have success at the big league level. Obviously, Noah stepping up and doing his job, you know, two different times is pretty incredible. But, you know, that goes for everyone down the bullpen, everyone that's, you know, in the rotation. You know, we move forward. We don't like to dwell on what happened yesterday, or, you know, injuries that may happen. We keep it positive. We like where our mindset is, and we want to stay consistent in that. So, you know, next man up, it's time for him to do his job, and we're all behind him, ready to support him, and we all know he's going to work hard. So it all makes sense.
Lucas, there's nobody better than you in the game right now, man. Wear that proudly as you head back to the Bay. I appreciate the time.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
There you go. Lucas Erceg from inside the clubhouse. I'm not kissing up, ladies and gentlemen. Dive into the numbers. There's nobody better than this dude right now. And now, rocking the E40, he heads back to the Bay to take on the San Francisco Giants. The first of a three-game series comes your way starting tomorrow night, Monday night, 8:45 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 7:30. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. Lucas just turned in his 12th straight scoreless appearance. His ERA, 0.44. He's put up zeros in 20 of his 21 games in 2025. All right, let's go back to the people. Let's go to Ivan in Kansas City. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Vern?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing pretty good, man. On my way home right now after enjoying watching a great ball game, man, on a great day, on a great Sunday. Couldn't ask for anything better. I just really wanted to come on here and say, man, like, I don't understand all these people coming on here and with their negative Nancys. And honestly, like, I feel like I'm really proud of this team. They're you know, they're playing their butts off. They're you know, they're producing. You know, they're competing. You know, so I really don't see where all the negative is coming from. I mean, I feel like, just like you said, like a couple callers ago, one guy was saying that we didn't even know if we were going to make the playoffs. I mean, we still got 100 plus, you know, games to go. Like, I feel like,
right,
you know, they're competing. I couldn't be any more proud of what they're doing, honestly. Like, I really like this team. I liked MJ, and then, I mean, you really can't hate on what Drew is doing. So,
no,
like,
you can't.
This team, I'm really proud and really, really, really glad to see this team win and compete. So that's really what I wanted to come on here and say.
Well, hey, I appreciate that phone call. More like that are needed. Opens up a phone line for you, 913-586-7965. I'm glad you mentioned Drew Waters. And I opened up the show by saying, boy, was I wrong about this game. I thought this was a big money game. The guys with the big contracts are going to lead the Royals to victory. Salvi and Bobby, Waka and Estevez. Now, I was wrong because it was Dairon Blanco and Hunter Renfroe and Daniel Lynch and Drew Waters and Lucas Erceg leading the team to victory. Now, of course, Michael Waka was very good. Carlos Estevez was outstanding. Salvi did his thing and Bobby played an airtight shortstop once again. seeing that I'm on the topic of being wrong, I fell real hard, real fast for Drew Waters after he was acquired. Fell in love with that five-tool talent. Fell in love with the attitude, the approach, the energy, was all in that evaluation season of 2023. And then 2024 came along, and man, I was just disappointed in the lack of growth. I could say the same thing about Mikel Garcia, to be quite honest with you. But with Mikel, I think I had a longer leash. I think I had a little bit more belief. I was slow to wave the white flag. Drew Waters, happy to be wrong about Drew. Boy, has he been outstanding since he had that confidence breathed into him by this organization, since he won that face-off with MJ Melendez for a roster spot. In the 26 games since, Drew Waters has scored a dozen runs. He's batting .298 with an OPS of .785. League average OPS is right around .700. And you're getting .785 out of Drew Waters, a guy that's normally hitting .789 in your lineup. I'm glad you mentioned him. He deserves some love. Dairon Blanco deserves more love. Now, Dairon Blanco was getting love last night on the postgame show. I apologize. I forgot the caller, but we had a gentleman call in last night saying, I want to see more Blanco. Put him in there. And facing the lefty and Matthew Liberatore was the perfect spot for Q to put him in there. And Dairon did the most with the opportunity, coming together with his first extra base hit of the season, his first RBI of the season, and ripping his third base of the season. Let's go to Shonda in Olathe. Shonda, nice to hear from you again. How are you?
I think I'm addicted to the post-game show now, Vern. I think I'm addicted, man. My husband turned it on last night, you know, when we were coming home, and I was like, I like this guy. I said, I got to call in. But I wanted to say, you didn't get to go to the game today. We did watch it over lunch. And last night when we left, every Cardinals fan, I told him, good game. Every fellow Royals fan, I said, we're going to get them tomorrow. We got their number. We're going to get them tomorrow. And I'll be if we didn't do it. And I love it. And, you know, Massey stepped in big for India, and that was great. I didn't see that injury, really. We couldn't really tell what had happened on that slide-in, and they didn't do, a replay on the screen that I saw. But whenever I got home and I saw that later, I said, wow, I didn't realize he hit his knee like that. Yeah. So that was pretty big. But they did. They pulled it off, and super, super proud of him. And, again, now I'm addicted to your show, so I have to listen to every post-game show. And thanks for everything, man.
Back at you. I appreciate the compliment, and nice to hear your perspective. And thanks again to Lucas. Yeah, thank you. Thanks again to Lucas Erceg for joining us inside the clubhouse. I bring that up because of what Shonda mentions about Jonathan India and just how bad, when you go back and look at the spikes of Contreras hitting the right knee of India, just how bad that looked. And I bring up Erceg because you heard him when I asked about the retaliation and our desire to see vengeance taken upon the Cardinals. You heard Erceg talking about India, saying, well, you know, he's hurt worse than we thought. Erceg is not a doctor, a trainer. I'm sure he really doesn't know all that much about the injury to India, but ears did perk up when he said that. Did not like the sound of that. Tomorrow's a lefty on the mound for the Giants, so you want Jonathan India in there. Robbie Ray going for San Francisco. Chris Bubich going for the Royals, as Bubich, just like Erceg, returning home, returning to the Bay. One of Bubich's best starts, maybe his breakout start back in 2023, came in the Bay at that ballpark, which they're headed to as we speak. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Yeah, if you missed it, Erceg dialed us up from inside the clubhouse. And if you ever missed the postgame show, you can find it in its entirety at the Odyssey app or, of course, online. Really, wherever you get your podcasts. just search All Things Vern. Let's go to Javari in Blue Springs. You're next up on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Vern, you got to be kidding me. I made it on your show.
Let's go. Let's go.
Man, first time caller, long time listener. Oh, my goodness. You are the voice. You are the window to this team. Let me not understand.
That's very nice of you.
You are the reason that I pay attention. And
Bobby Witt Jr. is a much better reason to pay attention.
I hear you there. Like you said, Blanco, Waters, Ursig, they really did their job today. It was a great game today. And let me not misstate. I did not hear this game, but I was mowing my yard, but I got on afterwards to hear your show.
Hey.
I'm telling you, you are the window. But I, like you said, with India earlier, it is unfortunate, and I don't know what to say about retribution. I'm not in that wheelhouse. But hey, keep it going, guys. And like you said before pre-show, like, if you're gonna win, win on Sunday. If you're gonna win, win the last game of the series. And thank goodness they did.
Well, man, thank you very much for those kind words. I just can't tell you how many times I get in my car on Monday morning normally I wake up really early, pull up the Odyssey app, and start listening to what Fesco and Dusty are talking about. I can't tell you how many times over the past few years you wake up and you hear them lamenting about a Royals loss or just ignoring Royals baseball because they lost and talking about some, you know, fifth-string wide receiver that doesn't matter for the Chiefs. Winning on Sunday just puts everybody in this city in a better mood. Obviously with the football team, but with the baseball team, too. Win on Sunday, you just step into the office with a little bit more pep in your step. At least I do. I'm going to wake up in a much better mood tomorrow. And I know that's not a great reflection of where I'm at in my life and my maturation, but so be it. Can't be perfect. Speaking of, let's go to Ricky Pegleg in Independence. That's what it says. I apologize if it shouldn't have said that, but that's what it says. What's going on, brother?
Hey, good afternoon, Vern. Love your show. Love your talk. You're a great announcer. I mean, not announcer, but a broadcaster.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day at the K today, man. It was just outstanding, and those birds don't get a fly away and with the sweep. That's a great thing. Mm. You know, pitching's been good. That Noah Cameron yesterday just pitched lights out.
Nasty.
Oh, yeah, he's on fire. I just love the game. Love the Royals, that's for sure. Go Royals.
That's a good time to love the Royals. A great weekend if you do love the Royals. You saw all of the players you love, right? Okay, you missed out on Mike Sweeney and David DeJesus was nowhere to be seen, but for the most part, your boys were all here. 15-85, Jeff Montgomery. Come on, what more could you want? 913-586-7965. Royals held the Cardinals 0-for-8 today with runners in scoring position. Michael Wacha held St. Louis 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. Wacha's top 10 in baseball in such situations. Opponents are just batting .156 against him so far this year. Wacha does not factor into the decision. The win goes to Lucas Ursig. The save, number 13, to Carlos Estevez. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. We'll take a quick timeout. Get right back to the phone calls after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, a lot of these compliments mean a lot to me. Also, what we had last night on the postgame show, the gentleman calls up and says, Vern, you talk about Guaranteed food so much, I had to check it out. I had to do what you and your wife did. Sign up with Guaranteed Foods and, you know, take advantage of the risk-free trial program. And again, I can't overstate all the ways that Guaranteed Foods makes healthy eating fun and easy. They've been doing it since 1958. But the one thing I do feel the need to clarify is it's not one of those newfangled meal kit companies that ships you a box of ingredients and you need to fix it. You better hurry up and make it or it's going to spoil. That's not what Guaranteed Foods is. Guaranteed Foods is a professional home food service, and I mean professional. Top to bottom food service. They've been helping thousands of families eat better for less since 1958. We're talking breakfast, we're talking lunch, dinner, center of the plate stuff, sides, desserts if you feel up to it. Either way, take advantage. Do what we did, the risk-free trial program. It's a great way to get started with healthy food and, again, great service. I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. Check it out for yourself today.
888-500 Guaranteed Foods or GuaranteedFoods.com.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Here's the pitch. Garcia hits a ground ball, base hit right field. Here comes Waters down from third, and the Royals lead 2-1 in the bottom of the seventh.
First pitch sinker, Michael Garcia takes that 95-mile-per-hour offering down in the zone. He takes it to the opposite field, through the right side, plating Drew Waters and putting the Royals ahead for good. 2-1 at the end of seven. Urseg and Estevez would make sure that it was 2-1 at the end of the game. Royals win. They salvage a game in this three-game series, this first leg of the I-70 series, and they get their record back to four games above 500. Michael Garcia with that game-winning RBI single. No doubt about it. That's tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Get your AC ready for summer and running efficiently with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Royals hang on to that seventh inning lead, and they're now 21-1 this season when leading after seven. Let's go to Matt, who was in the building, one of the 25,000 to turn out to cheer on the boys in blue. Matt, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, me and my stepson saw you there at the booth there, and you gave him a bobblehead.
Oh, yeah, that sweet Michael Wacha jersey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, heck yeah.
I think he changed his opinion about you. I'm a lifelong Royals fan.
Yeah.
I was born in 85 when they won the World Series, so I've been a Royals fan
good
ever
luck.
Since. But he's a Cardinals fan, and I think he changed his mind about you, and I really appreciate that. And go Royals.
Yeah, well, hey, any young baseball fans, man, I'm all about it. And you could tell that young man's all about the grand old game. So, yeah, we want to flip him, you know? He was wearing a Michael Wacha jersey, half Cardinals, half Royals, but full Wacha, full 52. It was pretty sweet. But yeah, next time I see you, if it's just straight, you know, City Connect Royals jersey with Wacha 52. Right, because you got Libertor wearing 52 now. Let him have it. Wacha has a new home, a new place in the Show Me State, right? And he's not going anywhere anytime soon. Even though at times he might want to, Michael Wacha receives one run of support today. Ninth time in his 10 starts where the offense has given him one, two, or no runs of support. But he's a pro. As professional starting pitchers I've ever been around, and that's a pro final line right there. They made him work 26 pitches in the first, 17 pitches in the second, 16 in his fifth inning of work. Overall, 84 pitches for Wacha to get through five. Gave up one run on eight hits, but he did not walk a batter, and he punched out six. His ERA is now 2.86. That's top 20 in Major League Baseball. Let's go to Jeffrey in Kansas City. Jeffrey, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Appreciate it. I think I want to kind of look at this from like a macro point of view here. I called in about 15 games ago at the start of the Sox White Sox series, thinking, you know, if we could maybe even win 8 or 9 games coming into this next stretch to get to the Giants. And hey, we came away with 7, but we looked like all but 2 games, we looked like we could really win every single one of those. And that just keeps the excitement going, even when you only win one of three in the last 3 series. You know, hey, it is what it is. You swept the White Sox like you're supposed to, but we are competitive. And that's what's just exciting, is there are opportunities that we can improve on, but our core pitching, you know, albeit we have those DL issues now, but the core pitching is keeping us in these games. And hey, this next stretch, this murderer's row with these playoff games, I mean, this is going to be a really great stretch to see if these bats can get hot and if the pitching can continue to be this strength. And it's exciting. I'm really excited for what we got going on.
Yeah, I'm with you. You're getting me excited, Jeffrey. I mean, the run up until the next time we see the White Sox should be a lot of fun, and certainly will tell the front office everything they need to know going into the month of June when the trade deadline begins to slowly start percolating.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for the phone call, buddy. 3 in San Francisco, and you face Robbie Ray, who's a stud left-hander, in the opener. The finale on Wednesday afternoon, you're going up against Logan Webb, who's a top 10 righty over the past half decade. Hayden Birdsong's no walk in the park either. You'll face him coming up on Tuesday night. And then after an off day, on Thursday, it's 3 in Minnesota. Against a Twins team that I think lost today, right? Right? They had won 13 in a row. Yeah, Twins lost today. But my buddy and former 96.5 The Fan employee, Henry Lake, was texting me today saying if the Twins bullpen can continue to pitch like it has of late, he believes they're the best team in the Central. I have plenty of friends in Michigan that are telling me the Tigers, and the record backs it up, they're the best team in the Central. I know I got plenty of people listening right now that believe the Royals are the class of this division. I don't really like anybody from Ohio, so I don't care what they have to say about the Guardians. 913-586-7965. So yeah, it's 3 in San Francisco, 3 in Minnesota. Then you come home to take on Terry Francona, Brady Singer, Ellie De La Cruz, and the Reds. Get your tickets now to see De La Cruz and Bobby on the same field. Yes, please. Day off, and then it's 3 at home against the Detroit Tigers. Man, you got to pack this place. This place needs to be jumping for that series. And then you wrap up the I-70 series in St. Louis with 3, and then head up to the south side of Chicago to beat up on the Pale Hose. So yeah, quite the run. 15 games, all against squads that believe we're good enough to make it to October. Great phone call, Jeffrey. Nice to hear from you. Let's go to Alan in Springfield. You're next up on the postgame show. Alan, how are you?
Hey, Vern. How you doing?
Nice to hear from you, as always.
Man, I missed you on Friday. My bad on that. But
it's all good.
Tough, tough series against the Cardinals, and we knew it was going to be tough. They came in hot. But I just want your thoughts. I'll listen offline. But your thoughts to our attitude about not that game not being good enough. Like, we weren't good enough yesterday. We turned the page, came back, and got a win today. Just I'll listen offline, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah, all right. Looking forward to it, Alan. Honestly, you know, last night, and I said it on the post-game show, and I know it's tough to do, especially when the team in the other dugout is St. Louis, but the Cardinals won that game last night, in my opinion, more than the Royals lost it. I thought the Royals, or excuse me, the Cardinals' defense won that game last night. Not that the Royals' defense was bad. The Cardinals' defense was outstanding, and that was the difference. Now, you want to go back to the opener, the 10-3 blowout loss? Sure. Honestly, even in that game, I can make a case that the defense was the difference. At this time, the Royals did lose it. Right, that four-run sixth inning, India could have made that inning-ending double play. Instead, four runs come in to score. So if I'm breaking it down, and baseball's never this black and white, it's always in the gray area, but for sports radio's sake, defense made the difference on Friday. Defense made the difference on Saturday. And to me, this is just a pitching game right here. Pitching, managing, base running. Right, the base running of Hunter Renfro. The base running of Drew Waters, the managerial moves, obviously, of Matt Quatrero and the pitching staff holding the Cardinals, who had a dozen hits, holding the Cardinals to just one run on those 15 base runners if you throw in the two hit by pitches. Neither one of which do I believe was serving as retribution for what happened yesterday to Jonathan India. But each one of them hurt. I can promise you that right now. A 97-mile-per-hour heater from Lucas Erceg caught Ivan Herrera to lead off the eighth inning. And then a 94-mile-per-hour fastball from Daniel Lynch hit Victor Scott. Now, they're all so, you know, padded up nowadays. It still hurts. And God knows I'd be crying. Sniveling. So I'm not judging Victor Scott nor Herrera. But thank God they had all that body armor on, or else they might be crying and sniveling and whining like I would be. 913-586-7965. Thanks again. Nice to hear from you, Alan. Royals win 2-1, and after five innings of one-run baseball from Michael Wacha, the Royals' rotation now has an ERA of an even 3.00, third best mark in Major League Baseball. And on average, this rotation has given the team 5 2/3 innings every time they take the ball. Let's go to David in Kansas City. David, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Yeah, Josh, thanks for getting me on.
Of course.
I just think this game was well managed today. I actually slept through part of it, but we got out hit and still won that game. That was a well-managed, well-pitched game.
Yeah, that's well said, David.
We've got Eversley, our saver, got the save, right, didn't he?
And Estevez, he sure did, number 13.
Yeah, and I'm figuring this out. I don't have best mathematic mind, but if we go 10-5, then we're going to be 36-27 coming into the St. Louis series. That'd be pretty good position.
That'd be excellent position.
Yeah, that's all I really got to say. I'm not away from my radio, so I got to get home, get back on the radio, see, catch the rest of the show. For my buddy, we're going to St. Louis game. Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. You're going to be out there. Well, make sure you call me in and give me the feel from inside the ballpark.
In St. Louis, will do.
Yes, sir.
I think we're going on the 4th. Yeah.
Ooh, that'll be a good one. All right, brother. Yeah. Nice to hear from you. Thank you. 913-586-7965. Sundays are made for naps. I get it. I get it, man. I'm with you. I mean, I didn't take a nap, but I'm with you. I would if I was home. Ashley from Oklahoma City writes in, Vern, the Royals fight every single game and every single day, and I love it. When you have a pitching staff this good, when you have a defense that is improving at the rate that we expected it to improve when it didn't get off to the start that we were hoping for, when you have pitching and defense and a base running ability that this team has, you're going to find yourself in most games. And if you love it, if you have a desire, a passion for the game, Ashley, that's going to come across. And in a clubhouse that is led by Salvador Perez and Bobby Witt Jr., man, if you're not bringing heart and hustle every single day, you're not going to last long. Yeah, that fight, I don't think, is going anywhere anytime soon. Royals win 2-1. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. I see Raj in the Ozarks letting everybody know that MJ Melendez is having a nice day down in AAA. Is that right? Well, maybe I need to update my box score, but it looks to me like he has a walk, a punch out, an RBI, a couple of stolen bases. He scored a run, singled. Okay. Yeah, it's something. He's got a base hit. Good for MJ, serving as the DH today. Let's go to Big T and Shawnee. Big T, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, hey, Vern. It's good to see the boys in blue bounce back and send the Dirty Birds back home with an L. We snapped that losing streak. And, you know, there's a couple guys I want to talk about. How about Salvi? A couple hits. He looked like he may be starting to figure it out coming out of that little slump. And then Hunter Renfro, man, hustling in the base pass, and he's getting hot too, Vern. It's good to see that. Also, Vern, you nailed it right on the head. Every time we win, you can't win, we get swept at home. You'll feel better, much better on a Monday. Good call on that, Vern. And then, you know, with Coach Q, that was a great move. Way to go, Waters. And then the next guy I want to talk about, consistently been contributing all year, Mikel Garcia, nice defense. Keep up the great work. And also, I don't know if a lot of people realize this, but when Garcia leads off, I think we're 4-0 or 5-0, whatever it is, we're undefeated. It's a short sample size, I know, and I know that's why we got India. But, hell, we're undefeated when he leads off. I want to move him up to the leadoff spot, and as always, let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
Royals are now 4-1 with Mikel Garcia in the leadoff spot this season. Big T, thanks for the phone call. Text here from Josh in North Kansas City. He wants to give a shout-out to Carlos Estevez. Vern, several people I know have been hating on Estevez, saying he's not a closer just because he had a blown save against the Rockies. People think we can have the 2014-2015 bullpen all the time. Well, Josh, it's not just you. You know, I had someone in the press box look at me and go, man, it's never easy with this guy. I responded, I go, yeah, that's being a closer. That's why they make so much money, because it's very difficult to do. Those final three outs are different. You're getting the best at-bats and the most focus those hitters have every single night. Right, every time you come in to close out a game, you're getting the best from the opposition. No one's just going through the motions with the game on the line. And when people say, oh, gosh, you know, oh, it's so bumpy with Carlos Estevez, all they're doing is showing their... I got to be nice about it. All they're doing is showing that they're still kind of new to baseball, that they weren't around in 2014 and 2015. Because sure, Wade Davis was, for a year and a half, Wade Davis was the greatest relief pitcher ever. You know, it's him, it's Mariano Rivera, it's Lucas Erceg with what we've seen so far this season. But no, Wade Davis was, you know, from 2014 throughout 2015, one of the greatest relief pitchers this game has ever seen. And Greg Holland was an all-star in, what, 2012, 2013, 2014. Greg Holland, Dirty South, was nails. But it wasn't 1-2-3 every night with Holly. Okay, maybe it was with Wade Davis. But it wasn't with Greg Holland. It wasn't with Ian Kennedy the last time this team saw someone pick up 30 saves in a season. Now, we can go back even further, if you want, in Royals history and Royals closers. Just watch more baseball. I guess that would be my advice to those people in your life, Josh. Watch more baseball. Watch more closers. That's why we celebrate what Lucas Erceg has done, even though he's not doing it in the ninth inning. Erceg's allowed one run in 20 and two-thirds innings of work this season. He's been outstanding in the role that they need him to be in, the role of fireman. He comes in with a man on and one out. Top of the seventh inning, game knotted up at one apiece. You got Nolan Arenado on four pitches, Wilson Contreras on the first. Inning over. Offense gives him the lead in the bottom half of the seventh inning, and then Erceg closes the door in the eighth. Estevez does the same in the ninth. And the Royals are taking a happy flight all the way out to San Francisco, a long flight. Good thing that they made it a happy flight. Royals win 2-1. We take our final quick timeout. Get back to your phone calls right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Man, I'm telling you, with Guaranteed Foods, whatever it is that's important to you and your family, that's what they're going to deliver. Do you need more options? Do you need more healthy options? Do you want center-of-the-plate items? Do you want side dishes, desserts? Do you want breakfast? Do you want to save money? Are you looking to eliminate waste? That's where I was, and I've let that be known. But whatever it is, Guaranteed Foods is there to deliver for your family. They're there to help you get more value for the money you spend. Not just spend more money. No, they want to learn about you. And that's why a professional menu consultant will sit down with you, your wife, your husband, your family, whoever you want to be there. The menu consultant will sit down to figure out your budget, your allergies, if you're on a diet, whatever special needs you might have, whatever your family likes, that's what they deliver. And again, for me, it was about, yes, saving money, but I just hated wasting food. And I was sick of, you know, ordering or going out to the grocery store and you buy chicken breast and, you know, six or seven or eight chicken breast. All I need is two. Can you just give me two? No? Okay. With Guaranteed Foods, they can. So I'm saving money, not throwing food away, no freezer burn. It's not going bad in a few days. Man, they just make food buying easier, they make mealtime healthier, and they've been doing it, making it fun and easy since 1958. Check it out for yourself today.
888-5000 Guaranteed Foods. Or GuaranteedFoods.com.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Lined up the right field line, fair and down into the corner. Renfro scores. Blanco goes diving into second base and he has a two-out RBI double.
I knew we wouldn't be able to keep this guy away. I knew he would reach out. Here he is, Rich Inley Summit, writing in on the text line. Vern, I told you so about Dairon Blanco. Yeah, Rich, you sure did, buddy. You called it last night. Way to go. Dairon Blanco makes the starts and puts the Royals on the board. Great Ryan Lefevre on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan, with two outs and a man on third. Dairon Blanco got ahead 2-1, and he fights a cutter running in from the lefty Matthew Libitor. Fights it into right field, just inside that foul line. And of course, you know, if the ball makes it to the grass, Dairon's going to find himself on second base. And, well, he did. An RBI double. His first RBI, his first double. Royals tie the game up at one apiece. Right after, Alec Burleson took Michael Wacha deep in the top half of the fourth inning. So 1-1 after four, that would remain our score until the seventh inning. Bottom of the seventh, a leadoff. Have they changed this yet? No, they're still calling it a triple. All right, fine, good for Drew. I thought it should have been a leadoff double and an E9, but they give Drew Waters a leadoff triple, and Michael Garcia, on the first pitch he sees, rewards Drew Waters. Michael takes that first pitch sinker through the right side, driving in Waters, his 12th run scored in his last 26 games. Royals win 2-1 thanks to that RBI knock from Michael Garcia and that leadoff triple from Drew Waters. Both came on the first pitch. Waters, a first pitch fastball down and in. It was out of the zone, and he ripped it down the right field line. 105 miles per hour off of the bat for Waters, and then Michael drives him in. So again, 2-1 Royals win. They snap their four-game losing streak. They salvage one against St. Louis, and they push their record back to four games above 500. Let's talk to our buddy Garrett in Olathe. Garrett, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
I meant to say this last night, but Jonathan Nini is one tough SOB. And then yes, also Lucas Erceg is lights out. You know, that is one tough guy. You know, he's been probably the best reliever in baseball. Besides Andres Munoz, he's probably been the best. But Lucas Erceg is up there with him, and hope to see you out. I think I'm going to the game that Tuesday that Brady Singer's pitching, so I'll see you out there, Vern.
Oh, man, I can't wait. Because you know I still got a special spot in my heart for Brady Singer. And I was looking at it earlier today. I don't think these are updated. Nah, never mind. I was going to try and fight your point about who's the best reliever in Major League Baseball. Yeah, I mean, Munoz. Well, I don't like Munoz anymore after he hit Bobby in spring training. I really want nothing to do with him. And for all this love we're giving Lucas Erceg, I should probably mention that Daniel Lynch put up another zero. Lynch has put a zero in the earned runs column in 17 of his 19 appearances. Daniel Lynch has an ERA of 0.87. Let's go to Noah in Grand Valley. Noah, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
How's it going, Vern?
All right, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I feel like the Royals played really good today. Everything was clicking, and it was good to see it. But I have a question for you and all of KC. Who would you rather have in your outfield, Dairon Blanco or Hunter Renfro? They both had good games today, but who are you rather having?
Every day? Nah, who cares? No, I meant who cares my question, Noah. Yeah, that's a tough one because Renfro's bat has a legitimate track record. But Blanco's speed is game-changing. Well, let's just look through it. Blanco's speed, I think, gives him the edge when it comes to hitting for average. Okay, I'll give Renfro the edge when it comes to hitting for power. You know, I want to give Renfro the edge when it comes to the arm because that's one of his strengths, even though we haven't really seen it this season. Blanco gets the edge defensively, gets the edge on the base paths. So 3-2 Blanco, Dairon Blanco's the answer for me. But you're right, Hunter Renfro today, 1-for-4, and yet it was probably his best game of the season. Maybe I'm incorrect on that. Maybe I'm... He does have a hit in 4 straight starts. I know a few weeks ago he had a game where he made at least 3 outstanding plays in right. I don't know if he did anything at the dish. So, yeah, maybe this was the best performance we've seen so far this year from Hunter Renfro. I appreciate the phone call, Noah. 913-586-7965. Royals win 2-1. Let's take a look at the text line real quick. 913-586-7965. Dan and KCK giving some love to the manager. Kelly in Smithville says Cardinals fans are loud and obnoxious, but I love the ceremonies both nights. It was great to see the 2015 and 1985 guys sign Kelly in Smithville. Spike in St. Joe. Our good friend on the post-game show. Spike's kind of spiking the football right now because for years he's been saying that the Royals needed to find me a nice place to do the show. And Spike, like you saw this weekend, I got a pretty sweet pad now inside Kauffman Stadium. I mean, that's a dream come true right now. A big league stadium has my name on it, even however small it might be. I'm in a big league ballpark, ladies and gentlemen, and if you're coming out to the K, swing by, say hi. I'll try to find something to give to you to say thanks for listening to this here program. But my booth is located on the main concourse right across from the Diamond Club. Let's go to Emily in Excelsior Springs. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hi. I'm a 15-year-old that loves the Royals, and I was really wondering what you thought of Jonathan India. He's kind of struggling in the field, but not on base. So what right. do you think about that?
Yeah, and honestly, Emily, thanks for the phone call. It's kind of what I expected. Listen, defensive numbers and metrics are tough to believe wholly, right? You got to take them all with a grain of salt. But throughout Jonathan's career, he's graded out as a below-average defender. But when they made the move, when they traded Brady Singer to Cincinnati, to me it was a sign of we're willing to take a slight hit defensively if it means a large jump forward offensively, a large improvement offensively. Now, of late, I think India in the month of May is picking it up. Now, that on-base percentage is now more in line with his career on-base percentage, right around 350. Now, his first two starts at second base, he's, in my opinion, made an error in each game, even though I don't believe they've each gone down as errors. Right? Yeah, no. Yeah, he's a below-average defender. Left field, third base, second base, wherever you want to put him. No, yeah, he got an error yesterday on that Arenado ball and then on the Contreras one. Okay, so yeah, he has made an error in each of his first two starts at second base, and he deserves at least one error in each one of those games. Yeah, this – I'm struggling because – you actually need more from him offensively. And I have a tough time dumping on the guy too much because of the toughness that he's shown. He brings something to this team that I think they would lack without him. A guy like Adam Frazier brought some of that last season, with Will Smith and a Hunter Renfro, kind of that grimy, tough, old school baseball dude. Jonathan India, He hasn't been around long enough for me to necessarily make that Mike Moustakas comparison, but shoot, I remember being in spring training, being on with Dusty and Fesco, and they were asking me, you know, who is that, you know, it's called like Red Ass, right? Who is that guy inside the clubhouse that is going to, you know, flip the spread, maybe get in someone's face if needed? I couldn't think of it. And then I finally stumbled upon Jonathan India. But again, this was spring training. India had been a Royal for, you know, a few days inside the clubhouse, a few months contractually. So it was tough to see a guy that green to Royal blue. It's tough to see that guy thrust into the forefront of a leadership role. Even though his time in Cincinnati, that's exactly what he was. He was a face of the franchise, a mouthpiece of the clubhouse, a leader of the team kind of guy. He comes to this team, and you have Salvi, you have Bobby. India, we just need you to get in where you fit in. And you fit in the leadoff spot. And because you were hitting, and Massey wasn't and isn't hitting as much as we had hoped, you'll take the slight hit defensively. You'll move Massey to left field for the possible improvement offensively in allowing Jonathan India to just stay at one spot on the diamond and focus on getting on base at the dish. Now, the hope right now is that we see Jonathan India in there tomorrow. But again, a scratch before the game because of knee soreness after taking those spikes of Contreras to the kneecap yesterday. You with a lefty on the hill tomorrow, you want Jonathan India back in that lineup. But if he's not in that lineup, man, it does not bode well for his health. This is a guy that's already dealt with a fastball off of the helmet, hurt his quad early on. Now he's got his knee banged up. He's gotten hit by pitches elsewhere. We're 48 games into the season, and Salvador Perez has already called Jonathan India the toughest teammate I've ever had. Salvi's the toughest player I've ever seen. So for him to say that about Jonathan India further extends my radio leash that I have with Jonathan India, my leash of forgiveness, my leash of understanding. The guy's taken such a beating and still brought energy, enthusiasm, effort, and quality at-bats for the most part every single night. So yeah, the defense is very underwhelming. Makes me angry sometimes. Even some of the base running mistakes frustrate me. But the toughness, the patience at the plate, the approach at the dish extends that leash of understanding, that leash of patience. So Emily, you know, for a 15-year-old baseball fan, pretty astute observation, great point. But I think we just need to deal with the defensive lapses and hope that it gets tightened up. Hope that it gets cleaned up, because on the left side with Mikel and Bobby, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a better left side of the infield in all of Major League Baseball. The stats say that Vinny Pasquantino is one of the finest defensive first basemen in the game. Kyle Isbell's a top five center fielder in the American League. Drew Waters can certainly go get it in either corner. So yeah, you feel good about the defense. You felt great about the defense coming into the season. They left something to be desired over the first month, but certainly rounding into form since the calendar flipped to May. Emily, nice to hear from you. 913-586-7965. Rally Mantis giving some love to Lucas Erceg on the text line. Guy in Gladstone shouting out Ned Yost. Okay, because of something foul that Ned said back in the day. He writes, Vern, wins are all that matters this year, especially because as an organization... What? Wait, hang on. I'm not reading. Here, let me just read this. Okay. Guy in Gladstone says, wins are all that matters this year, especially because as an organization, we're going to sit on our thumbs and not get a bona fide corner outfielder. Yeah, guy, I don't get that. I don't get where that pessimism about the deadline comes from, because it's not based in facts. Look at what they've done each of the past two trade deadlines. They've won them. Ursek, Lorenzen, and Harvey last year. Cole Reagan's the year before that. A top five starting pitcher, a top five left-handed starting pitcher in the game. One of the five best relievers in the game. And now you need a bat. It's silly to say it, but it seems as if we're all sitting around waiting and expecting one of the five best bats in the league to be acquired at the deadline. We shouldn't feel that way, but I do. I do. Reagan's Ursegg, and now the offensive version of Reagan's and Ursegg. Go get him. Go find him. I don't know who he is. I didn't know who Cole Reagan's was. I knew about Lucas Ursegg, but I didn't know he was this. So yeah, go find some fourth outfielder somewhere in the American League and the National League that just needs an opportunity. Easier said than done, obviously, but you know, this front office has been on a heater. Let's hope they keep it up. Let's go to Justin in Oklahoma City. Justin, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for getting me in, Vern, man. You know, I was like talking to you, man. A couple things I wanted to say, man, is I didn't get to watch much of the game. Obviously, we were in Game 7 here in Oklahoma City. But I will say I did get to watch some highlights, and I always keep up with I've seen that Salvi had two hits today. I think Walker had a pretty good performance, man. But I wanted to ask you last night, though, and I got to get your opinion on this. And it's with the starting pitching. And the status that Noah Cameron's been pitching. How do we find him? To keep him in the starting rotation. Well, we already have.
No, he's in the rotation. Lugo and Reagan's are on the IL.
But who would you drop out? When they both come back.
No, don't do that. Yeah, no. Let's just one day at a time, man. Well, what's the point? Let's hope that Reagan's and Lugo get back and that we're faced with that dilemma. But things just change too quickly in this game to deal in hypotheticals like that.
Right. But anyways, hey, I'm glad that I'm hoping, you know, as time goes on, next series we'll be able to win a couple series. But, you know, the bottom line is the consistency has been the key. You know, the Royals are staying consistent. They're not getting swept, you know, in the last three series that I know of that they've been able to, you know, of course, swept the White Sox. But, you know, they got in the game, a couple games could have went the Royals' way in this series. But bottom line is they're staying consistent. So I'm going to leave with that, man. It's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, nice to hear from you, Justin. Appreciate it, and congratulations on the Game 7 victory for your Thunder. From the 816, hey, Vern, can we get a good riddance to Chris Stratton? No, that'll suffice. Me reading that text will suffice. He was always a great guy to me. I wish him nothing but the best. Great family. Royals are giving him more than $3 million to go enjoy his time with his family if he so chooses. He was a great guy, certainly left an indelible mark on so many guys inside that clubhouse. You know, Stratton and Will Smith, these guys were there at the beginning of the turnaround in 2024, right? The offseason going into 2024. These were the first two guys that signed up and said, yeah, we'll be a part of it. We'll bring our championship rings from the previous season, right, with the Texas Rangers. We'll bring that championship pedigree to Kansas City. Yes, you need to pay us properly. He wasn't doing it for free. I get it. But he was an upstanding dude. He was a pleasure to cover. And he never hid. He wasn't pointing fingers. He understood how he was letting the team down. No, and you know, I see him leaving the ballpark last night, and you could just see it in his eyes. You know, you're wondering, is my career over? The thing that has defined me for my entire life, is that done? So no, man, I'm not going to celebrate a moment like that in a really good person's life. So best of luck to Chris Stratton. Appreciate all that you did behind the scenes. Wish it could have gone better in front of all the people, but what are you going to do? Chris Bubich takes the hill coming up in Game 1. In San Francisco, he squares off with the fellow southpaw, Robbie Ray. It's an 8:45 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 7:30. So, throughout the day tomorrow, you'll hear me on Fesco in the morning beginning at 8:20. I'll join them. Fesco and Dusty. You already know what Dusty's going to want to talk about. Sure, he'll be excited about the win. Yeah, but Dusty's going to want to talk about Jack Caglio. Which I'm sure you probably want to talk about Cags as well. Cags 2-for-5 today down at the AA ranks. Hitting .322. He's leading the league with 43 RBI and OPS near 950. Hey, Jacob Mustard, great job back there. James Howell, enjoy the graduation, brother. Appreciate your help. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, Kansas City. Take care.
You've been listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Out of the track, leaps, it's gone. Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw, and out at home plate.
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.